Listening Library presents The Surrender Tree, Poems of Cuba's Struggle for Freedom by Margarita Engel. Read for you by Yesenia Cabrero, Vanet Millon, Chris Nunez, Ozzy Rodriguez, and Roberto Santana. With author's note and historical note, read by the author.
On October 10, 1868, a handful of Cuban plantation owners freed their slaves and declared independence from Spain. Throughout the next three decades of war, nurses hid in jungle caves, healing the wounded with medicines made from wild plants. On February 16, 1896, Cuban peasants were ordered to leave their farms and villages. They were given 8 days to reach reconcentration camps near fortified cities. Anyone found in the countryside after 8 days would be killed. My great-grandparents were two of the refugees. Yo sé los nombres extraños de las hierbas y las flores, y de mortales engaños y de sublimes dolores. I know the strange names of the herbs and the flowers, and deadly betrayals and sacred sorrows. José Martí, from Versos Sencillos, Simple Verses, 1891.
Part 1. The Names of the Flowers, 1850 to 51.
Rosa. Some people call me a child witch, but I'm just a girl who likes to wash the hands of the women as they gather wild herbs and flowers to heal the sick. I am learning the names of the cures and how much to use and which part of the plant, petal,